Greetings, good morning friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, rosacea, eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls. Our number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you've got a health challenge, if you've got a loved one with a health challenge, or if you want to get off your meds or help a workmate, friend, family member, loved one get off their medications, we can help you at 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we can get to as many calls as possible at 855-660-4261. If you have success story you want to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear advertised on the program or recommended on the program, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team. You can start yourself a longevity business. Help me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can get your products at the wholesale price, and you can enjoy all the tax benefits associated with having your own business, all for a one-time $10 fee. You can find out all about it by calling the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. You can also head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join the Team link. Or if you want to purchase any products, you can do it right off the website at brightsideben.com. Just pull down on the shopping cart. All the products are up, including my favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It tastes great. It's just $50 a canister. Most folks notice results in just one or two doses, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. For you guys in Santa Cruz or in the Bay Area, I'll be doing a talk at the Vintage Faith Church this Friday, March the 7th, 6:30 p.m. Hope to see you all out there. If you're in Napa or Monterey or anywhere in the Bay Area, please come down to the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz this Friday, March the 7th. We're going to talk about hacking into the biosystem, hacking into our biology for health and longevity. That's this Friday, March the 7th at the Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz. All right, we are talking about the hardening protein, the detox protein, or amino acid, actually, and at times the toxic, somewhat toxic amino acid, actually a derivative of cysteine, is associated with toxicity. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about something that we talk about all the time on this program, and that is the concept of fasting. Lent is coming up. I've gotten a bunch of letters from folks who want to experience fasting for themselves and want some good ideas about fasting. So for you guys who have been writing to me about fasting and about Lent, this is for you. The next couple of minutes we'll talk about fasting, and intermittent fasting, actually, which is fasting periodically, every couple of days, every 3 days, once a week, a couple times a month. So first of all, fasting, obviously, everybody knows, is basically not eating. That's pretty simple stuff. You just don't eat. Fasting, as defined by the Catholic Church, allows people to eat once a day during Lent. When Muslims fast during Ramadan, they're allowed to eat at night. A fast is technically just not eating, so between meals even can be considered a type of fasting. The time we spend at night, sleeping at night, that's also a type of fasting. That's why our morning meal is called the break fast. Fasting offers several mechanisms for improving health. For one thing, during a fast, the body is not using up its precious resources. This is so important. This is probably the main reason why fasting is a cornerstone of good health, why caloric restriction in general is the ultimate anti-aging strategy. The ultimate anti-aging strategy is simply caloric restriction, not even full-blown fasting, just eating less food. The greater our caloric intake, the greater the load on the body. This is just common sense. The more calories we eat, the more work our body does. And the more work our body does, the more likely degenerative diseases, and the faster we age, and the faster we die. This is just logic. The more work, the more metabolic work your body is doing, the shorter you're going to live, and the greater your likelihood for degenerative disease. Now, this is kind of interesting because you always hear about people talking about raising the metabolism. I heard a lady on TV, a dietitian, of course, talking about how important it was to raise your metabolism. It is not important to raise your metabolism. In fact, it's not even a good idea to raise your metabolism. You want your metabolic rate to be slow and strong, not fast. Metabolism is the sum total of chemical reactions in the body. It's the sum total of building chemical reactions in the body, and it's the sum total of breakdown chemical reactions in the body. In fact, if you add all the chemical reactions in the body that cause breakdown and all the chemical reactions in the body that cause buildup, that's what your metabolism is. Animals with faster metabolisms live shorter lives, not longer lives. You want your metabolism to be rebalanced so more chemistry is going into building and breaking down. It's not that you want a higher metabolism. It's that you want to reproportion your metabolism so you have a greater proportion of chemical reactions involved in building than you do in breaking down. It's not the net metabolism that needs to increase. It's the way the metabolism is divided up. So you want more chemistry going on that involves building and less chemistry that involves breaking down. It's not metabolism in general that you want to increase. In fact, slowing things down is how you live longer, and the less you eat, the slower the chemistry is in the body. The more powerful the chemistry will be in the body. Even if we're hungry, we really don't need a lot of food, as long as it's nutritionally dense. You can get away with eating a lot less food than you think. Even if you haven't eaten all day and you feel completely ravenous, if you really pay attention to your body and your digestive tract, you'll find that for the most part, even if you're completely ravenous, you haven't eaten all day, you'll find that you could be full and you can be satisfied with just a couple of bites of food. It doesn't take a lot. Experiment. The next time you're hungry, in fact, go for the next 6 or 7 hours without eating if you can. It'll be good for you. All right? Experience the sensations of hunger. And then after 6 or 7 hours, when you feel like you absolutely, absolutely must eat something, you're hypoglycemic, you got low blood sugar, you absolutely have to eat. It probably won't happen that way. But let's say it does. Go have just a couple of bites of, say, a cucumber, or maybe a couple of mouthfuls of tuna fish out of the can, all right? Or maybe a hard-boiled egg. And you'll notice after 2 or 3 bites, you're nowhere near as hungry. If you're really, really paying attention, that's all you're going to need to feel satisfied. And that's even if you haven't eaten all day and you feel completely ravenous. Simply just paying attention to the body, paying attention to the digestive tract, can be one of your best friends, can be one of the most important health strategies when it comes to caloric restriction and fasting, for that matter. Digestion is work. Digestion requires energy, and the body uses energy to do all of its biochemical business. The more it's spending, the less it's going to have available. The more it's spending on digestion, the more it's spending on absorption of nutrients, on processing foods, the less energy it's going to have for anti-aging, for muscle building, for growth, and for repair. And even worse, when the body runs low on energy, emergency systems kick in, and that's really where we run into big problems when it comes to health and longevity. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. We got 2 or 3 phone calls. Got a couple lines open for you. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
And we are back on The Bright Side. Thank you for being here, friends. 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. These are all ways to get your Bright Side fix. For you guys in the Santa Cruz area, I'll be doing a talk at the Vintage Faith Church this Friday, March the 7th, 6:30 p.m. Hope to see you all out there. And let's see what else I could tell you. If you're interested in purchasing any of the Longevity products, you can head over to brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. Now the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. It's GMO-free, and it's got probiotics in it as well. Probiotics and prebiotics. Food for probiotics, too. That's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, and you can find out all about it at brightsidebend.com or by calling the Brightside Bend phone team at 866-735-2470. Also want to encourage you to check out my blog at pharmacistbend.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren, who does such a great job at that. That's pharmacistbend.com. Okay, so fasting, super important. You guys, I've gotten a lot of letters from folks who want me to talk about fasting because Lent's coming up. Lent, the fasting that you do during Lent is not like a really big time fast because you are allowed to eat, at least according to the Catholic Church, once a day and still honor your Lent obligations. But really true fasting, if you really want to get the benefits of it, you got to do a 24-hour fast or a 48-hour fast. You want to do it intermittently. You want to do it every couple of days, every 3 days, once a week, maybe a couple times a month. Just periodically give yourself a food holiday, a food break. Digestion is work. Absorption is work. And this is even under the best of circumstances. Even if you're just eating a salad, your immune system is going to become involved as the body has to purify and process and scout out the different kinds of components of foods to make sure they're friendly. There's a phenomenon called postprandial means eating or meals, postprandial inflammation. It's actually a microscopic inflammation that occurs after we eat anything, let alone the crap we eat. Most of us are eating, even if we eat really good food. So just simply caloric restriction or fasting can go a long way towards improving immune response, inflammatory response, anti-aging. The body is using energy for all of its work, for all of its biochemical work. And when it runs low on energy, emergency systems kick in. It's kind of like when you have too many windows open on your computer, and your computer will go into safe mode. It can do the basics in safe mode, but it's not really a healthy or fully functioning computer. Likewise, the body has limited resources, and the fewer windows it has open, or the less work it has to do, the healthier it's going to be. The less work your body has to do, the healthier you're going to be. It's as simple as that, really. It's not complicated. Less food, healthier work, healthier body. Less work, healthier body. Food processing, digestion, and absorption are the ultimate workload on the body. Fasting is like giving your body a vacation. Fasting is like a holiday for your digestive system. The same way human beings need vacations and holidays to do their best work, so does the body. The key reason for fasting and caloric restriction's beneficial effects is the release of precious resources for healing, for growth, for repair, for muscle building, and for anti-aging. And once you understand the mechanism behind the health benefits of fasting, the fact that it gives the digestive system a break and that it frees up precious biochemical resources for health and wellness, you can see why it's not such a great idea to eat 5 or 6 meals a day. This is more dietitian mythology. Just like raising your metabolism is dietitian mythology. Sorry to rip on dietitians. You know, dietitians personally, I know some dietitians. They're nice people. But the science of dietetics, the mainstream science of dietetics, is filled with mythological nonsense, such as making your metabolism faster, such as eating 5 or 6 meals a day. That's the conventional wisdom from dietitians, from government-authorized dietitians, mainstream dietitians. I still talk to many folks who incorrectly believe that eating, they call grazing on foods all day, is a good thing. It's not a good thing. Grazing on foods is a very bad strategy, unless you're a cow or want to be a cow. If you eat all day, your digestive system is constantly working, and that means it's going to have less resources available to do the work of healing, to do the work of growing, to do the work of repairing, to do the work of building. And then there's a whole insulin connection to the benefits of fasting. Insulin, as we've said so many times before in this program, is a kind of master hormone in the sense that it upregulates many different cell activities. It increases many different cell activities. Insulin affects every single one of the 100 trillion cells in the body. Insulin upregulates the activities of every single one of the 100 trillion cells in the body. And the prime stimulus for insulin secretion is food. As soon as we eat any carbs or protein, or if we eat fats that are associated with carbs and protein, cells get drenched in insulin. They get an insulin bath. And in addition to feeding cells, insulin also tells cells to divide and grow. It tells cells, insulin sends cells the message to upregulate. Insulin sends cells the message to eat or to get nourished. Insulin tells cells to divide and grow. This is obviously important, but if we're not actually using all of these products that the cells are making in response to insulin, if we're not actually lifting weights, if we're not actually repairing, if we're nutritionally starved, if we're not exercising, if we have lived the typical American sedentary lifestyle, this upregulation, this increase in activity in cells is not a good thing. If we're constantly eating and insulin is constantly being secreted, eventually cells are going to just tune out. They're just going to stop listening to insulin. They're going to say, hey, look, we just saw you last hour, insulin. We're not going to upregulate again. We're tired. We're pooped. And eventually, cells will just basically stop listening to insulin. And you know what? That's called insulin resistance. And it's a big problem because insulin resistance occurs to the feeding of cells a lot quicker than it occurs to the growing of cells. Cells will become more resistant to insulin in terms of getting nutrients faster than they'll become resistant to insulin in terms of their growth, in terms of their division. And you'll still have enough insulin to make cells grow, to make cells divide, to upregulate activities, except now the cells are going to be growing and dividing and upregulating in a state of starvation. They are not going to get fed. Insulin resistance causes problems with cell feeding a lot faster than it causes problems with cell upregulation and growing, and that's a bad thing. That means cells are growing and dividing and upregulating under a condition of starvation, under a condition of nutritional deprivation. And that's why insulin, or problems with insulin, or insulin resistance, is behind every single chronic degenerative disease you can name. Doctors call this phenomena of messed up insulin associated with chronic degenerative disease metabolic syndrome. That's the fancy name for the disease state that's associated with cells not listening to insulin. Metabolic syndrome means everything and anything that can go wrong in the body goes wrong in the body. Problems with blood pressure, problems with the heart, problems with the brain, problems with chronic degenerative disease, autoimmune disease, inflammation. All of these can be lumped under the general heading of metabolic syndrome, which is associated with cells not listening to insulin, which is associated with too much insulin and too much calories and too much food. Can you see why fasting can be so helpful and so important, and caloric restriction as well? All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. Got more to say when we come back from our break, and we'll take your phone calls as well. 855-660-4261 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and I do have a couple more things I want to say about fasting. If you are doing a fast, one of the easiest ways to get through that hunger, that just feeling where you got to have some food, which is mostly psychological for the most part, is to really feel hunger and experience hunger. The next time you're hungry, if you're not hypoglycemic and you're not, you know, feeling dizzy and woozy and you can't think and you're just kind of just regular hungry, why don't you sit for a moment before you eat? You can still eat, but just sit for a moment and experience the feelings of hunger. So much of our eating behavior is reflexive. We feel hunger, boom, we're in the refrigerator, we're looking for something to eat. But if you're dieting and you're trying to lose weight, you want to experience caloric restriction, you're going through Lent, you want to give up, you want to fast, give up food for Lent for at least a day at a time or whatever it is, sit, next time you feel hungry or when you feel hungry, sit and experience the sensation of hunger. Just feel it. What the heck is wrong with hunger? There's nothing really wrong with it, as you'll find out, unless, as I say, you're hypoglycemic, you feel dizzy and woozy, or getting sick, nauseous, or something. The experience of hunger is nothing more than a tingle, a sensation. Sit with the tingle, sit with the sensation, and many times you'll notice that it will just pass, and you won't need to eat. And you do it again and again and again, and eventually you get the hang of the idea that simply the sensation of hunger does not necessarily have to be linked to eating behavior. Again, I'm not talking about really severe starvation or hypoglycemia. I'm talking about just garden variety hunger that most of us assume means that we got to go eat. If you can just experience that sensation of hunger, sit on a couch, feel the hunger, you'll probably notice you don't even feel anything physically, that it's mostly a mental sensation. If you can sit with it, that the pangs, the sensations will go away, and you won't be hungry. And you'll notice if you do it often enough that the weight is just dropping off, and that even fasting is real easy to do, as we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow before we get into continuing on cysteine and connective tissue. You actually feel better. You actually feel better when you don't eat. You actually feel better when you fast. And many people know, who've experienced fasting, know that when it comes time to eat again after a fast, it's almost like a sensation that you don't want to eat. You don't want to burden your body with food. And that really is a healthy state of affairs, when you feel like you don't want to eat, you don't want to burden your body with food. And you'll also find that when you do eat again, you have a tendency to eat peppers and cucumbers and vegetables rather than going and munching and processed food. And I guarantee you, after a good fast, a one or two day fast, the last thing you're ever going to want to do is eat a McDonald's hamburger. The last thing you're ever going to want to do is put fast food, garbage type food in your belly after it's been all clean, your body's been all clean and pristine from a couple of days of fasting. Okay, let's see. We'll finish this up tomorrow. I've got a couple more things I want to tell you. I'll tell you why you don't want to eat breakfast. How you like that? Or at least you don't want to eat a big breakfast. That's one of the worst health strategies you could ever do, is sit and eat a huge Denny's type all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. We'll tell you about that tomorrow as we continue talking about food and fasting and connective tissue and cysteine and skin on the Bright Side. We'll do that tomorrow. Time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Let's go off to Texas and say hi to Julie. What's up, Julie? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Thanks. I just wanted to pass something by you.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she is 8, and last week she was sent home with impetigo on her lower lip and chin.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell me what to do, or can I tell you what I was doing? Because it's getting better. You know, they wanted me to go straight to the doctor and get...
You don't need to go to the...
Well. No, I didn't. I went straight the opposite direction, but I picked up some 100 ppm colloidal silver.
Okay. I was going to say that.
Bentonite clay. I made a pack with that.
Nice.
And putting that on it, and she's been taking the silver internally, then alternating away from that, giving her a spray. It's a PRP from Colostrum.
Okay.
Spray on the thing and in her mouth, and higher doses of it's called Turmeric Supreme. And
okay.
Then,
sounds like you got some good strategies there. Is she doing better?
She's doing better, but she's a picker, and so I'm having to sleep literally like on her arms, so she's losing some sleep, but that's okay. It is getting better, but then giving her some aloe vera.
You're doing all the right things.
Anything else?
No, yeah, I'd be focusing. Impetigo, for the listeners, is a bacterial infection on the skin. Anytime you have a bacterial infection on the skin, that means there's something in the immune system that's not controlling those bacteria. We all have bacteria on the skin. We all have staph on our skin. We all have strep on our skin. But it doesn't always blossom into a full-blown skin infection. If that does occur, I'd be focusing on why the immune system is not doing its business, why it's not controlling these things. And chances are you're going to find an immune load, something is overburdening the immune system. That can come from two directions. One direction is the bad stuff is getting in. The other direction is not enough of the good stuff is getting in. The bad stuff is always going to be problem foods. So dairy, eggs, peanuts, soy, grains of all kinds, not just gluten, grains of all kinds. These can all be act as loads on the digestive system, which can burden the immune system. If she has bowel movement problems, gas, bloating, those can all be signals, too, that the immune system is being overloaded. So I'd be focusing on digestive health first. Use probiotics. Get her on a good probiotic supplement. If she can take capsules, get her on the BioLumen Nightly Essence and eliminate problem foods. Then you might want to use supplements that help boost the immune system. Of course, vitamin C is the king of immune-boosting nutrients. Vitamin A is also very important. She's not getting vitamin A. in a supplemental fashion, she may not be getting enough vitamin A. It's hard to find vitamin A in foods, mostly animal foods, liver and the organ meats are your best sources of vitamin A. Zinc is also very important for children, especially because zinc is involved in growth and development. So children, if they're not supplementing with zinc, can run deficient very quickly. Again, zinc is found in high-protein foods like vitamin A, and zinc and vitamin A actually work together. So you might want to try supplementing with maybe 20 or 30 milligrams a day of zinc, as well as maybe 5 or 10,000 milligrams a day of vitamin A. You'll find all of these in the Beyond's Hangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Daily products as well. So you're going to watch out for digestive problems, boost the immune system, and then topically, your strategies are wonderful. Aloe, noni, bentonite clay. You can even use topical algae or topical spirulina. That's sometimes helpful. Colloidal silver is a great idea. Lugol solution, which is iodine. That's got some wonderful antibacterial properties too. Tea tree oil, neem oil. There's lots of things you could try, but you're definitely doing all the good things, Julie. So kudos to you. Hats off to you for staying away from the doctor. Like he said, you went the opposite direction. That's usually a good idea, unless you need surgery, unless you break your ankle or tear your medial meniscus or whatever, so you need some kind of traumatic surgery from some traumatic injury. It's a good idea to go the other way from your medical professional. So you're on the right track, Julie. Thanks so much for your call. Anything else going on that I can help you with?
No, thank you. That's good. Pretty good for now. I appreciate it.
All right, good deal. Take care. God bless, and good luck with your daughter there. Okay, Japan. Jack is in Japan, wants to talk to us. What's going on in Japan there? Jack, welcome to the Bright Side.
Hello. I'm a listener in Japan.
Great.
Hello. My question is, fasting is good, you said, My question is, we are taught in Japan that you can skip the breakfast to keep the sugar level for the brain, but according to your theory, skipping the breakfast is good for the immune system. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. Skipping breakfast is a very, very good idea. See, we don't eat during the night. Obviously, we're sleeping. We wake up in the morning, and the first thing we do for most of us is we go get some food. But if you continue not eating for as long as possible, what you're in effect doing is you're extending the fasting period. So not only you're fasting during the night, but now you're extending the fasting period into the early part of the morning. So you're, in effect, what you're doing is giving yourself a longer period, a longer food holiday, a longer break. And we talked about how fasting saves the body precious resources. Well, now you're just saving even more resources. If you're going to eat in the morning, eat as little as possible. Maybe an egg or a small amount of a protein smoothie. Hang tight, Jack. We got to take a break, and I'll finish up when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy.
Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We're back on the bright side. We lost Jack in Japan. If you're still listening, Jack, skipping breakfast or eating a very small... skipping breakfast is in essence extending the fasting period, which is always a good idea. And then eating less food for breakfast is also helpful, even if you eat just a small amount, of a protein smoothie or maybe a hard-boiled egg or a little bit of egg. Or maybe some vegetable juice or something along those lines. That's a good idea too. You want to make sure you're getting your nutrients. The appropriate caloric restriction kind of diet is the CRAN diet or the CRON diet, C-R-A-N or C-R-O-N, and that stands for calorie restriction with adequate nutrition or calorie restriction with optimum nutrition. If you want to avoid that 10 o'clock crash that most of us have, skipping breakfast or avoiding eating a small breakfast is a great strategy. You also find that If you do eat breakfast, you tend to eat more during the day. Experiment with this tomorrow. Skip breakfast. Don't eat breakfast. And then notice that you're not quite as hungry. How ironic is that? When you eat you don't eat breakfast, you don't eat food, you'll actually be less hungry, and you'll find that you're eating less during the day. The more we eat, the more we tend to eat. And by the way, you know who it was who invented the famous bacon and eggs and pancake breakfast? It wasn't a healthcare professional. It wasn't a medical professional. It was a marketing professional named Edward Bernays, a propaganda professional. In fact, Edward Bernays actually wrote a book called Propaganda back in the 1920s, where he explained to anybody who wanted to read the book how you manipulate the masses, how you manipulate the public using psychological and various marketing techniques. And Edward Bernays is actually known as the father of public relations, and he was one of the first advertisers. And he was the first guy to come up with, for the Beechwood Bacon Packing Company, the Beechwood Meat Packing Company, who's looking to sell more bacon, he came up with the idea of having the famous big breakfast, standard breakfast, bacon and egg breakfast that we still eat today. We've talked about this in the past, but the idea that we need to eat a big breakfast is really based more on marketing than it is on health science. The less you eat, the longer you live. The less breakfast you eat, the better you're going to feel during the day. The less food you eat in the morning, the less food you're likely to eat all day. Hope that helps, Jack. Thanks so much for calling from Japan. Let's move on to AZ, Arizona, and welcome John to the Bright Side. What's up, John? How you doing?
Good, Ben. I get so much invaluable. And Dr. Wallach and Dr. Clint,
Jack, I'm losing you, my friend.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're just cutting in and out. Anyway, I get you a call back?
Probably not. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Well, why don't you ask your question? We'll take it off the air.
Okay. The question I've got is, it's a mental question. I'm going to do a long-term fast, or Lent, the entire Lent. The mental thought of having to choose food, number one, and then incorporating a variety of proteins into my liquid fasting.
Okay, I think I heard you. You might want to call back tomorrow because we got a really bad connection. I think you said incorporating protein into your liquid fasting. I think that's what you said. If that's not correct, John, call me back tomorrow when you get a better connection. But as far as incorporating proteins into liquid fast, whey protein goes right in. It's perfect. Eggs, you can always crack a raw egg right in there, right into your protein. And you can also use amino acid supplements. Personally, in my smoothie, I use arginine supplements. I use creatine, which is kind of a blend of amino acids, a peptide, and I also use arginine. Let's see if any other amino acids that might be of note. Those are the three basic amino acids I use, and then you can throw in whey protein, carnitine, which is a peptide that can also help too. And you can add all of these directly to your smoothie. But whey is the best, and then cracking a raw egg in there is also a good idea, and that'll get you plenty of protein, or even two raw eggs. That'll get you plenty of protein. For you guys who are gagging or rolling up your eyes or making faces about the idea of using raw egg in your smoothie, you should know that it is very, very delicious. You can't really taste the egg, but what you do get is a nice creamy quality to your smoothie, and the egg has lots of lecithin in there, which acts like an emulsifying agent and pulls all the oils and water together, so you can mix in essential fatty acids and coconut oil into your smoothie, and it'll blend in real nicely with the whey and the liquid portion of your smoothie, the water portion of your smoothie. So cracking a raw egg, using whey, using amino acids, these are all great ways to beef up the protein value of your liquid fasting. And of course, bone soup, that's almost pure protein. You know, not pure protein, but the solid material in bone soup is mostly protein, or large proportion of it is protein, so that's another great way to add liquid protein to your liquid fasting diet. Hope that helps. If I didn't answer your question, please call back tomorrow when you have a better connection. All right, Michigan. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Sharon. What's up, Sharon? Good morning.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Doing good. What's going on today?
Every time I listen to your program, I have more questions, but I'm only going to give you two today.
How about answers? Do you get answers too? I hope so.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely, but then they lead to more questions.
Okay, that's the way it goes. That's nothing wrong with that.
That's the way it goes. Okay, so I have a question about retinas, and then I have a question about cholesterol.
Okay, let's do the cholesterol on first.
You want to do that one first? I am on Zetia right now, and because, you know, I have 223 on my cholesterol levels.
Well, it's not a problem.
I want to get off the Zetia.
Well, you know, Sharon, this please don't take this personally, because I'm not picking on you here. But we have this idea that our cholesterol levels are somehow meaningful when it comes to heart disease. And we think that our cholesterol levels, and it's not just us, me and you, it's the medical community, feels like our cholesterol levels are so significant that it is worth taking a substance like Zetia, which is actually two drugs in one. It's actually a blend of drugs, as you know, to lower our cholesterol. This is a lie. This is a scam. This is a ripoff. This is, I don't even want to say it's stupidity. It's biochemical stupidity, clearly. But it's even worse than that. It's nefarious. Because drug companies know good and well that there's no link between shrinking your cholesterol levels or elevated cholesterol levels and heart disease. But they're so vested. There's so much industrial and economic and mercenary reasons for promoting this idea that they could care less about the science of it. They could care less about the health of it. They could care less about the fact that these drugs are poisonous. They could care less about the fact that you never want to suppress an essential biochemical process in the body in the interest of health, maybe in the interest of money, but not in the interest of health. On the other hand, cholesterol is an absolutely critical substance. It's a vital substance, as we've talked about ad nauseum, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse here, but I will say this about cholesterol. There's a reason why cholesterol manufacture, cholesterol production in the body goes awry. For some reason or another, the body is under this delusion that it needs to be, it thinks that it's growing and building and repairing more than it really is. And this is because of insulin. And we've said this so many times in the past. If you want to lower your cholesterol, Sharon, drop your insulin. If you want to drop your insulin, reduce your intake of insulin-spiking foods, and that's primarily sugary breads and pastas. And I saw a commercial the other day for Raisin Bran. They had the nerve to say that Raisin Bran is a heart-healthy food. because I couldn't believe what I was listening to. It's the worst thing you could do for your cardiovascular system is eat Raisin Bran. Not the worst, but among the worst things. Why? Because Raisin Bran is raisins and sugar and bran, all of which spike and raise your insulin. Now, you might get a little bit of fiber in the bran, but aside from that, you've got a prime insulin spiking food, which will jack up your cholesterol. You guys, when you lower your insulin, not only will your cholesterol levels drop like a stone without drugs, but you'll lose weight, your blood pressure will drop, your degenerative diseases and your inflammatory diseases will start to decrease, the symptoms will start to decrease, you'll live longer, you'll think better, you'll reduce the likelihood of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, you'll have more energy. The list of the benefits without drugs, including lowering your cholesterol as long as your arm, and it's all simply by restricting your insulin, reducing your caloric intake, and especially around insulin spiking foods. You don't need any drugs to do it. There's never, I'm telling you, this is a registered pharmacist who's been doing this for 30 years, studying medicine since 1983. There's not one single prescription drug that can make the claim that it improves your health in any way, shape, or form. Period. End of story. The logic of using a poison substance, which is what a prescription drug is doing, I'm not being dramatic, it's literally a poison substance. The logic of using a poison substance to improve health only makes sense to a company, a business entity or business enterprise that is profiting off of that logic. Otherwise, it makes zero sense at all, and you don't need those prescription drugs. Lower your cholesterol naturally, safely, and kindly to your body simply by reducing your intake of insulin-spiking foods, fast-burning sugars, and that, of course, is grains and pasta and rice and potatoes and processed foods of all kinds. And thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Sharon, anything else? Oh, you want to talk about retinas? Look, ask me real quick. Because
I have a retinopathy that is progressive in stages.
It's all part of the same story.
I thought so.
It's all the same deal. Your body is, don't want to be too dramatic here, but your body's basically falling apart. When the tissue starts to degrade, you've got inflammation and stuff is falling apart. Lowering your cholesterol, lowering your intake of insulin and fast burning sugars is probably a good strategy there, too. There's more I could tell you, Sharon. If you want to call back tomorrow, we can spend more time talking about that. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all of you guys. I appreciate all letter writers and all the kind words you're saying on Facebook as well. We will continue our discussion on fasting and maybe touch on keratin and cysteine tomorrow as we continue talking about connective tissue on the bright side. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.